Hello there, Jenny Eclair here. Just a quick word of warning. Don't worry, you're not in any danger. But this week's podcast, the sound quality is a little odd. Instead of getting our knickers twisted, we got our microphones twisted. Now, it won't spoil your enjoyment, and it's nobody's fault, so don't blame me. It's Judith's microphone, actually, but it's not her fault either. And nobody knows what happened, but it did, and it won't happen again. But it just sounds as if Judith is slightly further away than she was. She was actually sitting near enough for me to kick her, which obviously I did, accidentally. Anyway, proceed and enjoy. Pop us on. have you popped us on?
She's popped us on, and then she started the music, so we couldn't even do that thing that you and I were
thinking. What was your idea?
Well, I thought we should do all the kind of bitsy thing, and then we should play the music clean, as they say professionally.
Oh, no, I think we should just chat all over it and barge into it.
Like we just have done again.
Excuse me, Judith, I'm just finishing off a cough sweet. I've been very, very ill, but do you know what has cheered me right up coming in here?
Oh, has it?
Well, do you know why? I've got a present. Look, listen to that. Now, there's a bit of me that thinks, wait, just wait, Jenny. Your birthday's coming in March. But I can't, Judith.
Of course you can't. And this is Daisy's giving it to you because it's from a listener.
Yeah, a listener. So, Judith, this is like a proper present.
Is it a pair of tights?
No, it's not a pair of tights. It's better than a pair of tights. It's a pair of gloves. It's a pair of... Oh, they're soft. These are the wristlets. You know I was saying that I had claustrophobic fingers?
Indeed.
I put them on upside down then. It didn't work. I'll try again. I'm having another. They're turtle doves, which is, they're recycled cashmere. Wow. And that's why they're so soft. And I'm wearing navy denim today. And these navy cashmere soft match. And I keep my wrists warm and my hands unclaustrophobic like that. Oh, I'm absolutely delighted. And these are from, I've got to name check. This is from Karen.
How nice.
She wrote in. She said, hi there, you lovely, funny lady.
Oh,
Judith, this is... I know, I might cry. I'm genuinely touched.
Oh, my God, Jenny.
And you know me, I'm a cow.
Yes.
In a recent podcast, Jenny mentioned that she was looking for some fingerless wrist warmer gloves. I have a brand new pair that I bought for a Christmas gift by mistake.
Oh,
no, it's good, this, because she's kind of in my... kind of clan here. I bought more pairs than I have friends. Easily done in my case, Karen. They're from Turtle Doves, yes, who are brilliant.
They make their gloves.
Yes, I have. They're like the best.
Maybe we should be sponsored by Turtle Doves then.
Well, why do you think I keep saying Turtle Doves? Turtle Doves.
Let's have a feel of them.
Oh, Judith. Well, give me them back.
Oh,
you're not even borrowing.
Those are lovely.
But she said they're from recycled cashmere sweaters. Unfortunately, they're not Fairisle design. Well, I'll let you off that, Karen. They're a plain deep blue. I'd like to say they match my eyes, but I've got green eyes.
You do look a bit strange wearing them indoors, mind you. But anyway, sorry.
Well, I don't mind. She says, I hate waste, and I already have a pair.
Yes.
She'll lose that pair, won't she? And then she'll regret sending...
Oh, she will. She'll lose one.
She'll lose one, and she'll be listening to this, and
she will.
Be a bit of her that goes, deeply and bitterly regret.
God, why did I do that? I hope she's wearing them.
I'll pop them in the post, and Jenny will have lovely, snug wrists. I've got hot wrists now. My wrists are boiling, my wrists are sweating. I might have to take them off. We like getting presents, though. Presents through the post.
Yeah, well, we like getting presents full stop.
I know. Look, did you hear me sniff then?
Yeah, you've been ill, haven't you? Go on. I know you want to tell us. How ill have you been?
God, I've been ill. I've been so ill. Do you know, we're very lucky I'm here today, I think. I mean, I know this wasn't corona, but there was a moment where I thought, oh, corona. And then I thought, no, other viruses are available. you know, I can't bagsy that.
How long did you think you got corona for? How long did it last?
Well, about 20 minutes.
After you Googled it, sorry. I bet you Googled it.
I didn't Google it because I just thought, well, I know what the symptoms are because I've read about it in the newspaper. And I thought this wasn't respiratory enough.
Right. Good.
Because, I was at the hairdressers. You know when you can feel a cold coming in? And it's just that really inevitable march of illness.
I know.
That you just sit there and you're not even doing anything and the hairdresser's having roots done thinking, I can't stop this, it's coming. It's coming like a tide.
Yeah,
like
that's
a tide
exactly
of infection.
I know, and people always underestimate how horrible colds are. They are. They just drag you down.
And boring. It was boring, Judith.
Nobody has any sympathy, do they?
No, and so I woke up on Tuesday, I felt heavy of limb. I am heavy of limb anyway, let's face it. I'm 2 stone overweight, what can I do? And then, oh, then the phone went, and oh God, and it was Nicholas had died, Nicholas Parsons. And I absolutely fell to pieces. And this illness just, it went round me like I went downhill like a train.
Did you?
That's all I can say, because I was suddenly, and it was, well, it wasn't silly to be upset. I loved Nicholas dearly, but I mean, he was 95. And I thought, well, this shouldn't be the big shock that it felt. It felt like a massive, great shock. I felt absolutely kicked in the guts, and that's when the flu just went, okay, resistance down, let's take over.
We're marching in full time.
And I just gave up. I gave up the fight. Anyway, I'm glad I'm on the mend. So
me too.
I had to cancel things. I had to cancel. Oh God, it's another difficult one.
Yeah, again, I hope you're not going to give it to me.
Now you've got a packet of tissues. Are you tissue rather than hanky?
Well, I am very much so. Very much so. Yes, because Mike's wanted an old-fashioned hanky. And when he has a cold, it's revolting. It's like this huge, great sort of...
Like a flag of snot.
Yes. I know. I literally have to pick them up with, you know, fingertips and put them in the washing machine.
You want tongs. You want special hanky tongs.
Yes.
Like sugar cube things.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Sugar cube tongs, yeah. Well, do you know what I saw in East Dulwich the other day for the first time ever?
What?
I saw a man in a face mask, you know, like they have in Asia.
Of course.
Yeah, they're just
the
one.
First time.
In southeast London, not in, you know,
not
I'm talking
ever,
about.
Obviously.
Not ever, not in London, central
yeah.
London.
Recently.
But I'm talking about a white local bloke.
Oh, I see what you mean.
On, you know, my local high street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where there's, you know, a little tiny Saturday market and a Marks and Spencer's and, you know, Superdrug, not
can't
much
get
else.
Anymore. I tried today. Can't get them.
Oh, Judith, you didn't, did you?
Of course I did.
Oh, of course you fucking did.
Of course I did. Well, Sienna's on that train that goes to Bicester Village all
so
the time.
So it wasn't even for yourself.
Well, I might have snuck one for myself. But no, well, there's that. And also, did you see, you know, they landed at Bryce Norton near us to go into quarantine. All
yeah, it's not
there.
That near you. It's
no,
not in the next
anyway.
Door field.
No, I'm not sort of so
how many miles? I'm not going to stay with
about
you.
Three or four miles.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, I'm sure they got out of the plane. It was probably quite windy, so I'm not really worried about that. However,
yeah.
Did you see the photograph of the coach driver who was driving them up to Liverpool?
Yeah, they're tough coach drivers. I think they're brilliant, aren't they?
So shirt sleeves! Not in a blooming suit. It's just in bloody shirt sleeves.
Well, what's wrong with driving a coach in shirt sleeves? You want... You see, all coach drivers wear a short-sleeved shirt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because
with
you've got
top pocket.
Yeah, because you've got to get... You've got your arms out. You don't want to get sweaty. A long-sleeved shirt, you'd not... No coach driver, no self-respecting coach driver wears a long sleeve shirt.
No, do you think they call coach shirts like the pilot shirts? But
they should be. They should be. And minicab drivers as well. They wear the short sleeve ones as well. It's a look.
Yeah,
it's a look that not very many men can carry off in sort of proper.
Including them, really.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but it's their job. Yeah. They're allowed.
But however, my point is this.
Yeah, all the doctors were in hazmat
suits.
And
the person next to him with the clipboard. Presumably, all in the all-in-one thing. The bloody coach driver, presumably, waves them off saying, bye!
He shakes the hand as they get off. Do you remember going on coach trips and some people shake the driver's hand, say, thank you, driver, and give him a tip?
Do you know, all nice
the
people.
All the coronavirus nice. People that are on that coach.
Exactly.
Exactly,
but
you know
no
that,
doubt.
You know that he then went into a two-week quarantine, the driver.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
they didn't just let
that.
Him back
oh,
on the coach.
Didn't realise
no, they signed
that.
Up for it. They were the sort
oh,
of, yeah.
See.
I mean, I don't know whether... I was surprised they weren't given some kind of protective masking and clothing and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But no, apparently it was I don't know, it was a volunteer system or whatever, but they now get 2 weeks off. They can't see anybody. They are in quarantine.
In student accommodation in Liverpool.
Oh,
apparently.
God in heaven, is that... Well, do you know, I'd have to go into a Malmaison or a... Oh, what's that other one? The other chain that's quite nice.
Hotel Du
Van. Yeah,
like both
I'd
of
have
those,
to go
you?
Somewhere.
I know what you're like for nice hotels.
I want a nice boutique hotel. Yeah. Okay, I won't use the sauna. I won't use the gym. You're going to be like that. You're going to be all like that about it. I'll stop in my room. I don't mind.
Do you think there's a little sign that they're going to do? It's not funny, is it? But there's a little sign that says in quarantine.
On the door, in quarantine. Instead of do not disturb, you know, which nobody pays any attention to.
Not at all.
You have a big queue for quarantine.
Not at all.
Absolutely.
Well, it just means we're having sex, doesn't it? It doesn't mean anything other than that. It just means we're having sex,
well,
so bog off.
Well, sometimes I think it's... I put one on because I'm having a big poo. And I don't want to be bothered by a chambermaid. To
well,
be quite honest with you.
Yeah,
I think give me 10 minutes. Or maybe maybe half an hour.
Yes.
So, yeah, but as long as I had room service, they wouldn't have to bring it in. I'd just leave it outside. Or maybe they have to start designing doors like in prisons where they have a little hatch and it goes through. We're not even joking, because let's face it, two of us are the biggest hypochondriacs in the world, and we're scared shitless.
Yeah, of course we are. Absolutely.
My mum's a bit worried because, you know, she thinks London's particularly germy.
Yeah, well, she's probably right.
And she said, oh, I don't want you going to the cinema.
Oh, bless her, did she?
Yes, and I think that that's because when she had got polio in the 50s. And I think, I don't know whether this is folklore or whether she told me or whether my grandmother told me or whether it's one of those things I've made up, because I'm more than capable of making stuff up. Yeah.
Right, yes,
but I think she caught polio in at the cinema. Because from what I remember about the polio story about my mum, was she went to the cinema and woke up the next day more or less paralysed from the neck down.
Oh, my God.
And, I mean, she got most things back apart from her leg. You know, there's this one bad leg. There's no nerves, no muscles, no whatever. So that's why she's worn a caliper for many years. And I think that that's... subconsciously she said cinema because that's what happened to her, and I said, oh, you just freaked out because that's where you caught polio. She said, I don't know what you're talking about. What? And it's like she'd forgotten she'd had polio. do you remember so she doesn't want... she said but you could catch it and die. That's what she said to me.
What, before the end credits?
Yeah, hopefully not, but yeah. She says you could get the coronavirus and die. I said, well, so could you. And she said, oh, it won't come to Lytham. And she was so absolutely convinced.
Right. Well, she's probably right.
Well, that's absolute nonsense. It could go anywhere. Absolutely any, you know, and that is the frightening thing. But let's keep our fingers crossed and just give everyone who, because let's face it, we know what you're like, our listeners, some of you are a bit like us. So let's try, some of you will be now breathing into a paper bag, having a bit of a panic.
Couldn't you just wrap a sort of... you know, a scarf
yeah.
Like Lawrence and Arabia style.
Yeah, that's what I bit. How I came into.
Is it?
I looked like I came in on a camel.
Talking of scarves, yesterday, I sent Mike to Sienna's house because I'm doing her washing. Okay.
Oh, Christ, Judith. It starts with the cleaning. You're not doing the washing. Are you putting a shepherd's pie in the fridge?
No, but I've thought about it.
Nobody needs their washing doing, Judith. Nobody needs their washing doing.
Well, I don't know.
No, you don't. Nobody needs help with washing. The washing machine does washing.
Well, no, but you have to. We've had this conversation before. I think she needs the help. Anyway, so I sent Mike because he was going not too far away from the house.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
A little way. To go and get it. I drew him a diagram of the bedroom.
I don't know why you're not working for the FBI. You are completely and utterly wasted.
I'm married to somebody with no common sense, okay? I said, bring the laundry basket and the hand washing thing. So I drew him a diagram and put the bed like that, right?
Yeah.
Laundry basket.
Oh, do they sleep next to their laundry basket? I wouldn't like that, sleeping next to his knickers.
So there's two things. So yeah. There's two things, okay? The laundry basket and that. So he went all the way over to Bicester, came back. He said, there wasn't very much washing.
What had he done?
He picked up a basket, like a little shopping basket, of all her scarves. Instead of the fucking laundry basket.
Oh, gosh. Have you not left him?
I mean, honestly, really?
All her fragrance-smelling or perfume scarves,
so,
silk.
Yes, and... exactly. So even if she wanted to go to work with the Lawrence of Arabia, look, she wouldn't be able to, because I've got all her sodding scarves and I haven't got the washing, so I can't wash it and get it back in time for the weekend.
If she wants to protect herself from that train into London, she's going to have to wrap a pair of smelly old tights around her face. It's a disaster.
I know it is. But I mean, really, you'd think, wouldn't you? I said, well, yeah, I know it was a basket, but you know what? Laundry
baskets aren't a dinky little... It's not an ornamental basket. If you'd said, Mike, do you mind going over to Sienna's and picking up the ornamental basket of brightly coloured scarves in various fabrics and patterns?
I mean, honestly, sometimes common sense is it just completely... He's lacking in it.
Yeah, but it's his birthday today, so it can't be horrible.
No, I can't.
How old?
72.
Oh, he's a bit older than Jeff. He's 6'8" because Jeff's got 72 in September.
They're the same year, aren't they?
Yes.
Same vintage. Yeah, yeah. 72. That is because, you know,
is it 1948 they were born?
Which apparently is the best year ever to have been born. You are the luckiest people because they got free student grants, free you know, the pension at the right age, all that stuff. It is, you know, apparently statistically the year, which is the love. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they both let Murray to us.
Yeah, but that's when their, yeah, where their luck ran out.
But yes. Oh, so we're taking the girls out for dinner.
Okay, tonight in London, yes, or are you going back, yes, to London, to Oxford?
No, in London. Getting a bit worried it's going to be quite late because I'm already starting to do that sum, which is, you know, table books at oh, no, worse than that, drinks at 6:30. That'll drag on. You know, so we won't eat till 7:30.
Are you having drinks in the same place you're having dinner?
No!
Oh, God.
No, exactly.
Why are you complicating
this?
See
how it's all getting,
you don't even drink.
No, I don't get to. And I'm going to, you know, think, well, there's a time we went, and then we'll get there, and they won't take the order for ages. So, yes, I'm getting worried that it's all
getting too late. Are you Indian or Italian? No, I'm quite peckish. I want to talk about food.
I've already looked at the menu. That's okay. Really tragic, isn't it?
Okay. Have you worked out what you're having?
Well, I suggested that we went for the 6:30 set menu. That's what I suggested.
Menu pricks.
Yes. So I thought, well, that's, you know, because by the time you pay for six people, and that would be a double whammy because it means you get your order in quick and you're home quicker.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no. It was done
out by 8:30. That's what you were hoping.
Yeah, well, I don't think we're going to be out until 9:30, generally. We're going to get all the way back to Oxford. Already distressed about that.
Oh, God. Anyone would think it was his birthday or something.
And I'm taking him to the V&A car exhibition.
Oh, I think that's apparently really marvellous. That's a lovely idea.
I thought it was quite a good idea.
I would do that this weekend, but I'm a bit busy this weekend. On Saturday, I'll have to write my independent column. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, I've got the second part of my Japanese woodblock cutting course.
Part two. Oh my God, tell me about part one.
Oh God, well, I was quite ill still, but I just thought I'm going because, yeah, because Phoebe bought it me for Christmas. It was quite expensive.
What
I found out
how much.
It was a lovely, thoughtful present.
Yes.
And it was just very fortunate that I don't often work on Sundays, so Sundays is a good day for me, and it's Borough High Street. It's just off Borough High Street,
right?
So quite easy. But I did quite a lot of coughing and snotting, so Jeff gave me a lift. Good. It's the studio, and there are about 10 of us.
Yeah.
Mixed age range. More men than you would think.
Really? Because,
well, it's nice, okay, isn't it? No, because it's cutting wood, isn't
oh, like
it?
Oh, butchery.
Well, no, not quite butchery, Judith.
Oh, right,
no,
okay. I don't really know what it is. Tell me what it is.
It's, I think, sort of traditionally, Japanese woodblock would be a hardwood like a cherry wood or something like that, because they use the blocks over and over and over again. But you know what we're like in modern times, we're a bit more disposable, so it's a piece of plywood, which means it's quite easily cut as well. Oh, but it's a very technical process, Judith. You have to do this, so we're doing three colours.
Yeah.
So it means you have to cut the design that you have done three times.
Oh, so it slots in, you mean?
Sort of, yes. I'll tell you about my design, and then, you know, when the time comes, I'll pop it up on a social media. Sorry, Judith, just kick you under the table. So I did silver birch trees. And I've got a big ball in the back of the silver birches. I'm not sure it's the moon or the sun yet.
Oh.
And then I've got some snow-capped mountains.
How lovely!
It's yes.
Did you plan all this a bit beforehand, or did this come to you while with the knife in
a mixture of both, actually?
Oh.
Because I'd looked up some block printing, and I'd accidentally looked at lino cutting, and they said, because on the sheet that you got, the info sheet, they said,
yeah,
bring some inspiration. So I printed some stuff out. I thought, I'm going to be the top
SWAT
of the class.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. I did a you, Judith. I channeled you.
Me, miss.
Yeah, I got a bit like you as well. I said to the teacher, I'm sorry, I'm being a bit needy, aren't I?
Can you help me with this?
So anyway, I'm quite pleased with it. Mixture of people my age. One woman possibly a bit older, another woman who's a retired teacher. God, they're the happiest, aren't they? The fucking retired teachers.
Yeah, yeah.
God,
I bet they are, actually.
Nice
big fat pension.
Makes you puke, doesn't it? Absolutely. They're the only people I know my age who are relaxed about the future. Because they've got a proper pension and they've earned it.
Mm.
So they've got that kind of state of grace about them, which is, I've worked very hard for 40 years. I'm having this.
Snotty kids all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah. She said, oh, I've had every... I said, I'm sorry, I've got a bit of a cold. She said, I've worked as a primary school teacher for 40 years. I've had everything.
She sounds great.
Yeah, she was good. Everyone's very nice. I need to catch up on your arts and crafts week, because we've done...
Well, I've had a very, very productive week.
Because you haven't been working.
Slash, the phone hasn't been ringing.
Brilliant. We're just practicing for death,
glasses.
Aren't we?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, two. Practicing for old age. No, we're practicing for the care home. That's what I think we actually. Do you know what? I think that is what this is all about, isn't it? It's prep for the day when we're doing that basket making of a morning.
You say care home. You really mean is sort of psychiatric institute.
Well, that's
where most of the basket weaving goes on. So go on, two art classes.
Two art classes, very, very different, as you know. One that's the sort of middle class ladies. Imagine it was embarrassing this week.
Oh,
still
no.
Doing the tulips, a bit bored with the tulips now. I've been on them for about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
And, I get very slapdash. I want to get rid of it now.
They're hard tulips.
They are really, yeah, really hard. And the yellow ones are fucking, really irritating. Anyway, I'm thinking I'm almost at the end of it now. And Miss came round and did two difficult bits, which is great, actually.
Yeah,
the rim of the vase. She just got that bit right for me. And
she's good at rimming, is she?
I've got these two nice ladies next to me, and we don't talk a lot because obviously we're on the industrious end of the class. There's a lot of chat right at the other end. Anyway, so obviously, well, I like to think that they obviously think that I'm doing quite well because actually I am doing loads of painting. So they've been asking, so okay, can we look at mine? You know, well, what do you think? So I kind of made a couple of suggestions to my two comrades. But unfortunately, when Miss got round to theirs, they both said, Judith suggested that I did this.
Oh, no.
Yes!
Did Miss have a word with you?
Well, I could see that Miss wasn't very pleased, and who can blame her, really?
Because you try and take over the class, Judith.
Yeah, well, it would be all right if I knew what I was doing, but I really don't. So it's probably just as well that she'd done the bit on my canvas beforehand, because she might have just ruined it, mightn't she?
Yeah.
I wouldn't have blamed her, really, on purpose.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so I do that, and then off of Thursday evening, it's the different one with the kind of guy with the, you know, it's all very, very sort of, you know.
Experimental and a bit more loose.
Quite loose. Paint splattered sinks and everything.
Oh, you love that, don't you? You took
that.
A photograph of that.
Yeah, I did. I tweeted it.
Often. Do you wear different clothes to classes? Have you started dressing a little bit more bohemian?
You know me so well, don't you?
I have a horrible feeling. You might start wearing paisley skirts and denim shirts open to the waist and a plaited leather shirt belt. And
So
maybe a skinny scarf in your hair. You've got plenty now because you've got all Siennas.
That's true. Yeah. No, but tell you what we did this week on Thursday is we did that thing where you draw on a canvas with pencil, which is you're not supposed to do.
No.
You're not allowed to do that normally. But anyway, Sir said
he doesn't give a shit, does he?
No,
guy?
He's very, very, very loose. And then he gave us these kind of frames, right, and a ruler and some masking tape. So basically we did the outline and then we painted just within the masking tape, so that then you peeled it back and you were left with this really crisp line, like a window on your painting.
I've done that. I've done that in my class in Dulwich, but then I put it in the bin because it wasn't very good. But yeah, I do know what you mean. We were
very
doing abstract things, but it can be, yes.
And I've been doing loads of dressmaking.
You're not wearing...
No, well, I'm not. Well, after what you said last time... No, but what I'm doing is I'm doing the same pattern, but a different material. And I've got that heavy beige, itchy material. And if I don't make it soon, it'll be too warm, so I've got to get on with it.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Heavy, beige, itchy wool.
I know, I think I might have been talked into some... And it was £50 as well, the material. So, you know, you've got to make it properly, haven't you?
Because you could have gone to Next and got a shift dress for probably about £15 cheaper.
But I'm very pleased with my pockets, because the woman in the sewing shop persuaded me to get some Liberty print inside.
Oh!
Yes, you see, now you're
contrasting pockets.
I mean, they're not quite right, because it was quite complicated. I didn't understand the instructions exactly. So there's a bit of a bunch up at the top. But I might get away with it, you know. But yes, different
hanky pockets, or for you, tissue pockets.
Yeah, I like a dress with pockets.
Now we've got to finish now. Just one last thing before we finish about the new sneezing. Have you seen how people do the new sneezing?
No.
You don't sneeze into your hands anymore. That's a disgusting thing to do.
Well, where are you supposed to
sneeze? You sneeze into the crook of your elbow.
Really?
That's yes, and I read about that, and then when I was in the Japanese woodblock thing, and there were some men in their sort of mid 20s, maybe into their early 30s, you know, modern young men, metrosexual young men, when they sneezed, they did it into the crook of their arm.
They knew, didn't they?
They knew, yeah. It's the thing. It's it's the way to do it. Anyway, so you've been taught. We've just yacked on.
Yatted on.
Yeah, we have.
Like to call it.
It's lunchtime now.
Well, I might wait for tea later on.
Tea tonight?
Yeah, we're in for tea.
I think it's going to be Big Fish Fingers, peas and chips.
Oh,
oven chips.
No, I like a Big Fish Finger.
Oh,
I do like
the Sainsbury's tastes
finger.
The difference. Breaded
Very
cod
nice.
Loins.
Very nice.
There's a lot of meat on a cod's loin, I tell you that.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoy Older and Wider and would like to support the podcast, please like, subscribe and share.
Tell your friends about it. We need some more subscribers and reviews.
You find us on iTunes. Mind you, if you're not listening to this, you know... Oh, it's a kind of fighting a losing battle.
No, it's not. Come on.
You can email the show at olderwiderpod@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, should you fancy that, at Jenny Eclair.
And me on Grey at Grey Pride UK. I never know what my Twitter handle is. Is that what it's called, a Twitter handle?
Thank Whenever you see Grey, you say Grey Pride, I always imagine you as a big, proud squirrel.
Do you?
Big, proud grey squirrel.
Do you?
Sitting there proudly, yes.
Busying away.
Yeah, with a nut, a great nut.
Don't have to take that.